Hey, if everybody could just find their way to a seat for a moment. Hey, John. Okay, yeah, if you have your car parked in the in this parking lot, if you could move your car to the grass or to the hotel across the street, because we've got a school. Okay. Everybody get that? Okay, thanks. Awesome. Well, hey, thank you guys for coming at 2:30 to love on Selma, to love on Jesus, and to just see his kingdom come through you. Is everybody excited? Nervous? So it's going to be real simple, like just step out, you know. We were just at a Mexican place and we saw these two guys and just felt drawn by the Spirit. They just were highlighted. I was like, I'm going to go try to pray for them. Raymond was with me. And so we just started and said, hey, excuse me. They stopped. Hey, you just stuck out to us as somebody that Jesus loves. You know, is there anything you need prayer for? Like, yeah, we need prayer for this and, you know, and this and this other thing. And we just prayed for them to experience the Lord's presence. We prayed for their prayer need and we prayed for his knee that was hurting, and the Lord healed his knee. And they both felt his presence, you know. And so it's that simple. Just excuse me. Hey, can I ask you a question? You could even since this is a conference, you could just say, hey, we're just out praying for people with this crazy church. Do you need prayer for anything? You can just be real honest. There's no front you have to wear in this. You can just be yourself. And just trust that when you step out to talk to someone, the Lord is going to show up through you. So what we're going to do is, yes, John?
So is there anything that you hand them, give them, tell them about, that the people like to go bring folks that they want to make a further connection?
I would just say if they ask, I would just tell them our church is here. But just for today, I'd say, just be the kingdom, you know, to them, be Jesus. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have some people that are more comfortable with this kind of and be, I guess I would say, a group leader. And we'll just have two, maybe three people with each person. And then what we're going to do is kind of group up and just ask the Lord, hey, where should we go? We've got Walmart, you can pray for people in the store, in the parking lot. You can walk around downtown. We've got downtown. We have some grocery stores all over Selma. We've got Winn-Dixie. We've got one coffee shop. You know Selma. Just go wherever the Lord tells you to go, and there will probably be people there. And then just do whatever he tells you to do. One thing, so I would just ask the Lord, where should we go? And then just ask him, Lord, will you show us pictures? Will you show us just some clues about people we're going to meet, about, you know, conditions that you're wanting to heal? Because that kind of helps guide the time a little bit. Because if you're like, look, you know, I just see like a gold watch. Like, I don't know, just write it down. And then you're out and about, like, there's someone with a gold watch. And then you can, you know, it just kind of helps navigate that time a little bit. So, how many people are there in here? Give me just a second. So about 26 people. Okay, so I'm going to just call on a few people that I think are more comfortable with this. And I hope you are. But, yeah, Chris, could you just come and stand over there? And so what I'm going to do is just space y'all out, and then y'all can just find someone to go with. And then I think it's Bonnie said, yes, you, yeah. Would you be okay with that? And Mark as well. Yeah, y'all, would you guys both mind leading? And Mark's wife. And Wendy, would you? And if y'all can just kind of spread out, you can even go around the, you know, on the side or whatever if you want to. That's okay. That's okay. You know Jesus. Okay, we'll give you someone that knows. Yeah, somebody that knows Selma. But it might not be bad to get lost, though. And Father, talk. Oh, no, Mark as well. And talk, please. And David, if you don't mind. Let's see how many people that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, yeah, and John, you're welcome to lead a team as well. So if you just spread out a little bit. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times 2. Let's find one more person. Anybody else that you're like, I've done this before, I want to... Would you please, would you mind leading a couple folks? You're very bold, so if you could just go over there. And then I'll lead a team. That's a compliment. That's not... anyway, yeah, so you can go, just pick a team, and I'll lead a team as well. So just pick somebody and say, hey, I'm going to be on your team. Yeah, so if you could physically, yeah, get up and go to the person. I would just say limit the groups to like 3 or 4 max. And if we have too many leaders up here, we'll consolidate at the end. So if you want to go with your friend, just make sure you go with your friend. Don't worry about... Yeah, you can. You can. Yeah. Yeah, Chris said, just don't go too far. Okay, does everybody have a team? Yeah, it's okay. Okay, David, yeah, come on over. Okay, does everybody have a team?
No.
Okay, wow. Hey, bring that thunder out there. Save it for the streets. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so I'm going to okay, thank you. That works really well. I'm going to just pray for us, okay? And then just as a team, just pray together. You know, just say, Lord, where do you want us to go? And then just pay attention to your thoughts. Like, Lord, show us pictures of people we're going to meet. You know, and you may not see them all, but like I said, it just kind of helps navigate. And then again, just go out and love on folks. Pray for them if they need prayer, and just step out and be bold, and just watch what the Lord does. So I'm going to pray, and then, so this will probably be the last you hear from me, because I think I'll pray, then y'all pray, get from the Lord, and then once you got it, go ahead and go, and then we're going to meet back here at 4:15, and we'll share all the amazing things that Jesus did. All right, so I'm going to pray. So Jesus, we just welcome your holy presence. Lord, we just thank you in advance for all that you're going to do. Thank you, Jesus, that there are people out there right now in Selma that are just waiting for someone to come and just manifest you to them, Jesus. We thank you for your deep love, Lord. And we just ask you now for your power to come. We ask you now for your boldness to come, Jesus. And Lord, just fill us with your love. Lord, I'm asking you to release... pictures, prophetic words. I'm asking you just to show us, Lord, who we're going to meet. Just guide, Holy Spirit, guide every aspect of this time. And Lord, we just, in the name of Jesus, we just bind any of the attempts of the enemy, any of the plans of the enemy on this time, and we command them to be silent in Jesus' name. Lord, release your angels, Lord, to surround each group right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, just come with great love and great power in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll meet back here at 4:15.